下次我们啊，教理问答的时间。今天我们来到海德堡教理问答的第21问，我来读问题，请大家一起来读答案。海德堡教理问答第21问：什么是真信心？答：真信心不只是一种确实的知识，借此我认定上帝在圣经中向我们所启示的一切皆为真理，也是一种坚定的信靠，是由圣灵透过福音在我里面所做的工作，使我确信唯独出于上帝的恩典，唯独因基督的功德，就白白的将赦罪及永远的公义和拯救不仅赐给别人，也赐给了我。感谢主。今天有阿德牧师在我们当中为我们证道，把时间交给他。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
It's always exciting for me to come to the CM pulpit to preach God's word to you.
我总是非常喜欢这样的机会，能够来到中文堂向大家传讲神的真道。
I just want to let you know that, Lord willing, I'll be coming to preach probably every second Sunday of each month, starting this month in February.
我想也跟大家报备一下，如果神允许的话，从现在开始，大概我每个月的第二个主日会在中文堂向大家证道，从这个月开始。
Hopefully this may give Pastor Wong some much needed relief and rest from time to time.
也能给王牧师有一个机会能够休息。
And I'm also very thankful and excited about this opportunity.
我也很为这样的机会能够在大家中间献上我的感恩。
With that said, I do want to establish some consistency each time when I come to preach.
但我也想借这个机会呢，让我每这样的讲道呢是一个有一个整全的信息的连续性的讲道。
So after spending some time praying and thinking, the Lord has directed me to start a series in the book of 1 Timothy in the New Testament.
所以经过一段时间的思考与祷告那么我决定从可以向大家能够来开始一个在新约提摩太前书的讲道的系列。
Today we'll be looking at just two verses, First Timothy verses chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
今天我们只是再来看提摩太前书第一章的第一到第二节。
Before we come to read these verses, let's pray together.
让我们在读经之前，我们再次来到神面前祷告。
O gracious Lord, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们恩典的主，我们圣父、圣子、圣灵三一的真神。
We ask that at this moment that you will come to open up our hearts to receive your word.
我们求你在这个时候开我们的心，让我们能够接受神你自己的真理。
Give us light and give us understanding of your truth.
在我们心中能够有你真理的亮光，让我们能够明白。
Help us to have the heart to embrace the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也让我们能够继续的能够扎根在神在主耶稣基督的福音当中。
All this we pray in His name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to ask Eric to read these verses for us.
来听神的话语。提摩太前书第一章第一到第二节，奉我们救主上帝和我们的盼望耶稣基督之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父上帝和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
So growing up as a Christian in Hong Kong, First Timothy is actually one of my favorite books in the New Testament.
作为一个在香港出生长大的基督徒呢，提摩太前书是我非常喜欢的一卷书。
But it has always been very challenging for me also.
但是也一直是对我很有挑战性的一本书。
Because it deals with a lot of, actually, a number of difficult issues.
因为它处理到一些有几个比较困难的比较解决比较困难的问题。
I'm talking about issues regarding the church role in a changing society.
我是指的是在一个一个纷繁变幻的一个社会当中一个教会的角色如何。
For example, we're talking about questions like, what should the church's stand and message be among the competing voices in our secular world?
比方说，在我们这样的一个世俗的一个世界当中呢，那么我们教会的这种它的地位和它在向世界所传递的信息是一个什么样的信息？因为在世上有很多的这样的不同的声音。
How should the church deal with the issues of wealth and poverty, especially as for us living in the DMV area?
尤其是像比方说我们教会在这样一个华府大华府的地区，那么教会如何来面对贫富的问题？
How should we deal with false teachings that are happening around us?
我们如何来处理我们周围的很多的这种虚假的这种假教师的教训？
How should we understand the leadership and authority in the church?
我们如何来理解在教会当中的领导和权威的问题？
What about the role of women in the church?
那在教会中这个姐妹的角色如何？
What should the church's ministry focus be?
教会的这样的事工的这个关注的重心在哪里？
So much to talk about in this book.
有很多的这本书里面的所讲到的是涉及到这些问题。
But for today, my goal is, through looking at just these two verses, is to show you why this book is so relevant to us.
但是我今天的目标就是想通过这开头的这两节经文，要向我们能够让我们能够明白为什么这本书对我们来讲至关重要。
I believe these verses bring up four real challenges for us, God's people in God's household.
我觉得这两节经文呢，向我们提出了有四项作为一个神家中的子民的挑战。
The first is the need of divine authority.
第一是我们需要确立上帝在我们当中的权威。
Now you may be thinking, why does this even need to be brought up to be talked about, right?
你可能会觉得，那我们连这个还要讲吗？
Shouldn't this be something that's automatically assumed in the church?
这不是我们应该是在教会当中应该是想当然的事情。
Especially in a PCA Bible believing church like ours.
尤其是像我们这样一个改革中的长老会的教会。
Let me tell you something.
那我想跟大家也解释一下。
There's a research done every 2 years by Ligonier Ministry and LifeWay Research.
所以每两年呢有一个基督徒的宣教的机构，他们会做一些调查。
The purpose of this research is to help Christians better understand today's culture and equip the church with better insights for discipleship.
这样他们的这个调查的目的呢，是想装备今天的基督徒，让他们更了解当今文化社会当中的文化的问题。
They asked over 3,000 Christians and non-Christians.
所以他们这个调查，那个民意调查是真每次大概有超过3000个这样的一个人来有3000个答案。
There are about 32 questions that they ask every 2 years.
所以每两年他们会问这些被调查的人呢，有大概有32个问题。
For our purpose, I narrowed down the research to just show the result of Asian Christians who have an evangelical affiliation.
那为了我们今天的这样讲到的这个缘故呢，我把他这个调查的结果缩小到其中的就是所谓的这个福音有福音派背景的亚裔的这样的基督徒。
I'm just going to tell you two questions, not 32.
而且我只想跟大家讲到其中的两个问题。
The first question.
第一个问题。
True or false?
是一个就是一个回答是否或回答是否的一个问题。
It says the Bible. This is a statement. The Bible is the highest authority for what I believe, true or false.
所以这个他会问这些接受调查的人那么在我所相信的这个圣经是不是我生命当中最高的权威？
Only 66% strongly agree. In other words, only 66% said this is true.
在回答的当中只有66%的人是回答是完全同意。
In other words, 34% supposedly Bible-believing Asian Christians like us says false.
换句话说，有34%的其中说自己是相信圣经的这样的亚裔的基督徒他们回答的是否。
The survey has different degrees that somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, some strongly disagree.
所以当然他这个给他给当时不受调查的这个人的可选择的答案可能有不同的答案有的是说你可以是我同意一部分或者是我不同意其中的一部分或者我非常同意或者非常的不同意。
4% said they strongly disagree.
其中4%的人说他们是非常的不同意。
Here's another question.
还有这个调查当中还有另外一个问题。
Again, true or false?
也是一个就是只是回答是或者回答否的问题。
The Bible has the authority to tell us what we must do.
这个问题是那圣经是指导我们如何去做的这样的一个权威是否。
Only 59% strongly agree. In other words, only 59% says this is true.
只有59%的被接受调查的人他们非常的同意。
In other words, 41% supposedly Bible-believing Asian Christians like us says false.
所以换句话说其中41%的这种接受觉得自己相信圣经的这种亚裔的基督徒他们不同意。
3% said strongly disagree.
而且其中30%说非常的不同意。
I hope this answers why we need to talk about the need of divine authority.
所以这也是为什么我今天会为什么我需要我们需要来讨论为什么如何要来确定上帝的话语的权威。
Because I'm certain some of us here right now today would be on the negative side disagreeing.
也许我们在当中那么其中可能也有一部分是不是完全同意的。
In verse 1, Paul says.
所以在第一节保罗讲的。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God.Our Savior and of Christ Jesus, our hope.
所以他说，奉我们的救主，上帝和我们的盼望，基督耶稣之命，做基督使徒的保罗。
Interesting, like how Chinese actually reversed the order of it. So,
所以在当然中文的翻译肯定跟英文的这个顺序不太一样。
Nowadays, we have people challenging every aspect of the Bible.
我们今天呢？我们会听到各种声音来挑战这个圣经中的所有的这样的话语。
Paul, when he first starts writing this letter, the first thing he writes is his own name.
所以在这个英文当中呢，这个信的开始的第一个字是他自己的名字，保罗。
But people would say, well, Paul didn't write this letter; somebody else did.
但是现在很多的学者说呢，其实保罗没有写这封书信。
Maybe this is written by one of his students or followers many years later after Paul's death.
这可能是保罗的某一个门徒或者学生在很多年之后冒他的名写。
Why would people and liberal scholars say that?
那为什么这些很多尤其是自由派的学者会如此讲呢？
Because they would say it doesn't sound like Paul. It doesn't look like his writing style.
所以他们会说这个听起来不像是保罗，不是他自己写作的风格。
It doesn't look like these are the words that he would use or the issues that he'd be interested in talking about.
这可能这不是他所应该用的这些词汇，或者是这不是他所应该讨论的这些问题。
Plus, this letter doesn't fit the events recorded in the book of Acts.
而且他们会讲，那也许这封书信里讲的呢，跟《使徒行传》里所记载的这样的这些事件呢，不太吻合。
These are the common questions that people throw at the pastoral letters of Paul. That is, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus.
所以针对保罗的这些所谓的教牧书信，就是提摩太前后书和提多书，很多人会很多现在的学者会提出这样的质疑。
Here's my response.
那我的回答是这样的。
All these accusations are nonsense. Guesswork, conjecture.
这些所谓的对这些保罗的书信的指控呢，都是他们在猜测、猜疑而已。
All I can say is that we cannot possibly think that we know everything about Paul, his life, and his full vocabulary, can we?
而且我讲，我们怎么能现在就认为我们可以完全理解了这个对保罗的他的生活、他的生命能够对他对他的 所想的话呢，他的所用的词汇呢，都是知道的一清二楚呢。
We only have a small number of words that he has written in the New Testament.
我们现在所有的只是保罗在新约书所书信中所出现的这些有限的词语而已。
And more importantly,
更重要的
as Bible-believing Christians, as we are supposed to be the sheep of the Great Shepherd who hears God's voice.
那我们作为基督徒，我们也在这个圣经当中。看到这个圣经中有神的这种神圣的这种权威这么因为圣经是神的话语。
We have to submit to the inspiration, the inerrancy of the Bible.
我们应该顺服在这样的无谬的圣经话语面前。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经是神的话。
God has spoken and he does not and cannot lie.
那么神他的话语已经出口，那么神是不会说谎的。
If the Bible says Paul wrote it, then Paul wrote it.
如果圣经说这是保罗所写的，那么这就是保罗所写的。
And he wrote it precisely because divine authority was being challenged at the church where Timothy was.
事实上，他写这封书信的原因就是神的这种至上的权威在当时。提摩太所在的教会当中呢，也受到挑战。
Now, since Paul met Timothy during his second missionary trip in Acts 16,
所以自从保罗呢是在他的在如使徒行传第十六章所讲到的他的第二次宣教的旅程当中遇到提摩太。
Timothy became Paul's protege.
所以提摩太呢就变成保罗的他的学生或者门徒。
Their relationship became very tight, almost like father and son-like.
所以他们有很亲密的关系，就如同父子一样。
Timothy often represented Paul in his absence in many churches.
所以在保罗不在的时候呢，提摩太常常在当地的很多的教会当中呢，充当了保罗代表的这样的一个角色。
So when Paul was while he was away in Macedonia, he wrote to Timothy, who became the pastor in the church of Ephesus.
那么在我们也知道在保罗当时在马其顿的时候，那当时的提摩太呢已经在以弗所的教会作为牧师。
And Church of Ephesus was planted by Paul himself.
那以弗所的教会是保罗所亲自建立的。
And so because he heard about some issues that were happening in the Church of Ephesus about false teachers.
所以保罗当时听到了在以弗所的教会有其中有很多假教师的这样的教训。
And this is why he wrote to address that issue.
所以他会写信来要处理这样的问题。
I'll tell you more about these false teachers, what they are teaching in the future.
所以在今后我的讲道中呢，我也会更详细的提到那么这些所提到的所虚假的假教师的教训是怎么样的教训。
Here's what's important.
但是这里我们想最重要的是这一点。
Although this letter was addressed to Timothy,It was meant to be read publicly to the entire church of Ephesus.
所以很重要的一点是，尽管这封信是写给提摩太的，它其实是对当时当地的这个以弗所教会的一种公开的书信。
In other words, this is really for us, all of us believers.
换句话说，这个书信是给我们所有的信徒的。
This letter isn't meant to be some private instruction to a young pastor on how to run the church.
这个书信不只是一个。好像保罗在私下里要嘱咐一个年轻的牧师如何来牧养教会。
But rather, it is an open letter of recommendation for Timothy that God's people and God's people that includes us.
所以像保罗讲的这封书信，其实是他所说的一封公开的见信是给所有的神的子民的，包括我们在内。
And that means that we have to support and submit to what being said.
这也意味着我们今天也要顺服在保罗的这样在这封书信的话语当中。
And this is why the first thing Paul mentions is his office title, that he is an apostle of Christ Jesus.
所以在这样的第一节的经文当中，保罗特别提到，这是作为他的身份是乃是做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Paul is not being subtle here.
所以保罗在这个地方其实是讲的非常的明确。
I told you that they are close. They know each other very, very well.
我 我们提到其实保罗跟提摩太他有上面他们都非常这样的熟悉有很深的关系。
But Paul still reminds Timothy and everyone else reading this that Christ was the one who has directly appointed him to this office.
但是保罗在这里仍然明确的向提摩太提出来，乃是他是受了基督耶稣自己的差派。
Christ is the one who has given Paul the authority to teach and commands Christians what we are to believe and what we must do.
他保罗所有的权柄乃是从基督来，基督是告诉保罗来提醒当地的这样的信徒应该如何做哪些是不应该做的。
This is God, Jesus speaking through Paul by the Holy Spirit.
这是基督借着保罗在说话。
Paul didn't appoint himself or choose this office.
保罗没有自己任命他自己在这样的做这样的一个职分。
Christ did by the command of God.
那么是在神的命令当中，是基督给了保罗的这样的一个使命。
Notice the phrase by command of God here.
所以这里提到是奉提到奉耶稣基督之命。
It's interesting thing is that.Often when Paul talks about the fact that he is an apostle, he says it by the will of God, not by the command of God.
所以在很有意思的是，保罗在很多其他地方提到，他讲到作为基督的使徒呢，他是奉着神的旨意，而不是说命，奉神之命。
He did it to change it here to make a point that this is a strict order. This is not just an express will or desire of God.
在他有这样有教有换了这样的一个用词呢，是要明确的提到他在这里其实是在神的明确的，不只是神的期望或者旨意而已，是奉神他自己的命令而来的。
And also interestingly, Paul mentions that God as our Savior here.
那么这里也提到那这个神呢，他是我们的救主。
In ancient context, the title Savior is used to describe pagan kings and gods and emperors.
在古时候呢，这个所谓的救主这个词当时是一般在异教徒当中呢是被用来指那些君王或者皇帝的。
For example, Caesar Augustus even would call himself a savior.
所以就像当时的所谓的凯撒奥古斯都他也称为自己是神所差派的救主。
So by saying that God is as our savior, Paul is really saying that there's only one authority that can and able to save you, save us.
所以这里保罗提到其实真正能够拯救我们呢，只有一位救主，那就是上帝。
There's only one author of salvation, that is God, Jesus Christ.
只有一位救恩的这样的作者，乃是耶稣基督。
There's no salvation outside of him.
在基督之外，别无拯救。
God must be the only sole author of salvation in life.
那么只有神在我们的生命当中是我们唯一的救主。
All other competitors, all other so-called saviors are futile, are false.
那作为所有很多其他所谓的救主呢，都是虚假的。
Some people worship money.
那我们也知道很多人他们所敬拜的是金钱。
Some people chase after fame.
很多人追求名利。
Some people chase after comfort in life.
很多人追求的是生命当中的舒适安逸。
Good health, maybe.
也许是养生。
Maybe you're chasing after just a good marriage, a good spouse.
在我们追求的是最好的配偶。
Well-behaved children.
最顺命的儿女。
Good career.
最好的职业。
Or education.
或者是得到的我们的教育。
Maybe you're counting on the government to save you.
也许我们在指望我们的政府可以来救我们。
Anything can be a quote-unquote small case savior.
那么成为所谓的我们的救主的呢这种所谓的救主可能会很多。
But here, Paul says only God is the capital case savior.
那在这里保罗告诉我们的真正的唯一的救主，这里所大写的救主乃是上帝。
Brothers and sisters, there's simply no hope in life beyond Christ Jesus, as Paul puts it here.
在就像保罗这里说的，在 基督之外没有盼望。
The Bible, the way the Bible uses the word hope isn't the same way that we use it today, like a wishful thinking that I wish something will happen.
在圣经中所说的盼望，跟我们平常日常的话语当中所谓的这种我们希望做什么，这个是不一样的。
The way the Bible talks about hope, like Paul talks about here, is a hope of certainty of the completion of our salvation.
在圣经中所提到的，就像如此，保罗在这里所写的盼望，是一个对我们最终在上帝里得救的一个明确的确信。
Because the biblical hope is grounded not on how well we hope, how strong we hope.
所以在合乎圣经的盼望，不是说我们在心里面你有多么的渴望。
But it is in Christ, in his accomplished work on the cross and his resurrection.
而这种盼望，而是建立在主耶稣基督所赐给我们的这样的拯救当中。
And that's why the reality of the hope cannot be changed because it has already accomplished and happened.
所以我们的真正的盼望呢这样的是一个这个确实的存在因为耶稣基督他已经成就了这样的救恩。
So in merely just one verse, Paul is pressing us, all of us who are reading this letter, saying this, listen.
所以在这样第一节这个短短的经文当中，保罗是告诉我们要真正来听神的话语。
The Church of Christ, listen carefully to the authority of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul is saying in just one verse.
保罗在这样的一节经文当中告诉我们，是我们作为神的教会，我们应该来到基督耶稣的面前来听神自己的权威。
Jesus Christ is Paul's Savior, and he is also our Savior.
耶稣基督是保罗的救主，也是我们的救主。
We must listen to the only one who can save us.
我们能够我们的真正这个聆听的对象乃是这个能够来真正拯救我们的。
He is the only one who has the authority to save us.
神也是唯一的有这样的权威来拯救我们。
If the voices or teaching that you are hearing or learning and absorbing in your life right now isn't about Christ, isn't of Christ.
如果你现在耳中所听到的各种各样的这种声音，我不是从神而来的声音，不是基督的声音。
Or more importantly, the voices, the learning, the things that you're absorbing in your life isn't focusing on Christ's person and His work.
而且如果那么你如果现在所听到的，心里面所在校学来学习的，在准备吸收的这些声音呢，如果不是从基督来的。
It doesn't matter how pleasant these may sound to you, how you may feel about these messages and voices.
不管这些信息，这些声音多么的美妙。
Maybe these are things that you have learned from YouTube, on the internet, on podcasts.
也许是你在网络上在油管里面在很多这个网上的这种传媒当中所听到的。
But if they're not of Christ or focusing on Christ's person and the work, you are on the path of hopelessness.
如果这些不是关乎基督的救恩和他的工作，那么我们其实在里面其实没有盼望。
So church family.
所以我们作为神的家庭。
We need the authority of Christ in our life.
我们需要基督的权柄在我们的生命当中。
We need to know what we believe in and what we must do according to what Christ has said in His Word.
我们应该知道我们所信的是什么。我们在基督所做的所说的当中，我们应该如何去我们如何来相信，如何去做。
And then second, the second challenge that we have for the God's household is the concern for authenticity.
那么神的儿女在神的家中所面临的第二个挑战是关乎我们信仰的这种真实性。
Verse 2, Paul says to Timothy, my true child in the faith.
保罗说写信那给因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
I have already mentioned the closeness between Paul and Timothy, like father and son.
我已经提到那么在主里面保罗跟提摩太他们这种形同父子的这种亲密关系。
And so this verse, when Paul mentions that Timothy, my true child, suggests that Paul was probably the one who led Timothy to become to Christ.
那这里保罗提到提摩太是他的真儿子，也 也很可能是因为保罗是带领提摩太信主的。
There are other verses that suggest that as well.
也有其他的经文向我们可能提供这样的一个根据。
And this is probably why Paul calls Timothy my true child.
这也是为什么这里保罗在说这是提摩太是我的真儿子。
And by the way, Timothy, at this point, scholars believe that he's basically maybe about 35 to 40 years old, not like a young child.
我们一般认为这提摩太当时呢还是很年轻，大概可能也许35、40岁。
Paul was probably 20 to 25 years older than Timothy.
保罗呢，也许他可能比提摩太要大20、25岁的样子。
Paul doesn't merely call Timothy. Notice it. He just doesn't call him like my child. He said my true child.
那这里保罗也没有只是说提摩太是我的儿子，他说这是我真儿子。
This is what I want to focus on for this point. My true child.
这也是我所要跟大家讲的要点。
There's a twofold nuance about this word true.
这个里面有两层微妙的意思在里面。
On the one hand, Paul is really clearly talking about Timothy's saving faith that is genuine.
在这里从一方面来讲，保罗这里当然也是提到，那么提摩太他在主内的信心呢，乃是一个得救的信心，是真正的信心。
He has genuine obedience to the Lord's commandments.
他是在主内是真心的顺服在神的诫命当中。
He lives a life that is marked by humility and repentance.
那在他也在他的生命当中有这样的谦卑顺服的见证。
He perseveres in his faith.
他在他的信仰当中能够也真正的持守。
So that's one way, simple way of understanding my true, the true, what true here, my true child.
这个真字呢，也许从一方面来讲是指提摩太的这种真正的信心。
But on the other hand, by saying my true child, Paul means that Timothy isn't a bastard. He's not illegitimately born.
那在从另一个方面来讲，这个真真这个字呢，也是提到，那么提摩太作为他的儿子，他不是一个私生子。
What Paul is really getting at is that he's not a false teacher.
所以保罗在这里提到的时候，他保罗的意思是说，我自己不是一个假教师。
This is very much intended by Paul because if you read the rest of this letter, Paul is speaking against Christians, even leaders or elders of the church who turn away from the faith and become false teachers.
所以这也是保罗的用意之一，因为我们在这封书信后面看到很多的其他的所谓的教师，他们离开了主耶稣基督的教训，来去传讲别的福音。
Now, here's what we need to know.
那么我们所要应该知道的是
No one turns away from the faith and become an apostate or false teachers in one day or one moment.
我们没有人能够，如果是真正离开基督的教训的话，是一朝一夕的功夫。
It always happens gradually through time.
而是这种所有离开真正的教训呢，都是这种日积月累的逐渐来逐渐离开的。
And the root cause is always treating your Christian faith as a religion.
那真正的原因呢，是在于只是把我们的信仰当成一个宗教而已。
I like how one theologian puts it.
我喜欢有一位神学家，他是这样说。
He says, quote, "One can love religion like anything else in life."
他说，这位神学家说，那一个人呢，我们可以喜爱宗教，就像喜爱我们生命中的其他事物一样。
Like you can like sports or science or stamp collecting.
就像你喜欢运动喜欢科学也喜欢集邮。
One can love it for its own sake without relation to God or the world or life.
那么你这种喜爱呢，只是出于你自己的喜好而已那跟神没有关系。
Religion fascinates. It is entertaining.
你会觉得这个宗教呢很有意思很吸引我，很有兴趣。
It has everything that's sought after by a certain type of a person.
那么它可能也是有很多，其中有很多根据你可能你的是哪一种类型的人呢？可能有很多吸引你的地方。
It has aesthetics. It has mystery. It has the sacred.
啊，那其中呢，可能有神圣的东西，有美啊，有美学的东西，有神秘的东西。
It has a feeling of one's importance and exclusive death.
啊，那也有其中呢，也有啊，让你感到你自己的啊这种啊这种重要性和这种和对这这个其中有你知识性的深度。
That kind of religion, he says, is not.Faith.
那么这位神学家说，那样的宗教呢，其实不是信仰。
So where are you in your understanding of your Christian faith?
所以你对啊基督的信仰的理解是如何呢
？Have you been treating it more like a religion, a fascination?
你只是把它当成一种宗教和一种啊吸引你的一种兴趣吗
？Or have you been treating it like a secret knowledge that you can unlock for something that you just want to pursue because it's so cool?
或者是只是把它当做一个很你能够值得你追求的，其中有很多神秘知识的这样的一种东西呢
？That's not the genuine Christian faith, brothers and sisters.
这不是真正的基督徒的信心。
The authenticity of your faith comes only from your heart's full and complete reliance on what Christ has done for you on the cross.
我们这种基督信仰的真实性啊。是在于你是不是把基督所成就的这种拯救呢他在十字架上所成就的救恩当成是你完全的唯一的来依靠的这样的见识。
This is Paul's concern for the church.
这是保罗对整个的神的教会的一个特别的关注。
And there are always those of us among us who are only into religion, who are or aren't the true children in the faith.
所以在我们在神的教会当中呢，总是有这些只是来当做把这种信仰呢当做一种宗教来追求的这种不是神的真正的儿女的这种信心。
So we really need to examine our own hearts.
所以我们需要省察我们的内心。
And it is never too late to surrender ourselves to Christ to become a genuine, true child of God.
那我们能够真正的完完全全的信靠耶稣，把我们自己降服在他里面任何时候都不会太晚。
And then there's a third challenge, the understanding of church family.
那么对我们神儿女所面临的第三个挑战是明白神的家，我们说神的家的一个真正的含义。
We are still on verse 2, the first part of verse 2 that says, To Timothy, my true child in the faith.
我们再次来到这个第二节的这个 前一半，写到保罗写信给那因信主作为我真儿子的提摩太。
Now, I want to talk more about the word child. Previously, I talked about the word true. Child. I want to talk about child now.
那我刚才讲了很多有关这个真儿子的真字，那么我现在要更多的我们来看一下这个作为这两个儿子这两个字的含义。
It has two meanings here.
那其中也有两层的意思。
First, Paul wants to remind Timothy and us too, from the very, very beginning of this letter, that Timothy, by calling you child, that means what? You are in the family. You're not alone.
所以从第一层意思来讲呢，保罗当把提摩太当作儿子的时候，他所说的是，那你不是独自一人的，你是家中的一员。
Child is a familial language.
那儿子或者孩子，这是我们的一个非常熟悉的话语。
It points to the reality that someone belongs to a family with other members.
他告诉我们呢，那你作为儿子，作为孩子，你是属于这个家的，你是这个家中跟其他的家庭的成员一样，是这个家的一部分。
So we cannot and should not be alone.
所以你在在这个家中呢，你并不孤单。
We aren't supposed to fight our spiritual warfare alone.
我们在我们的属灵征战当中呢，我们也不是孤军奋战。
We have each other in the family, all because we share the common faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在基督的儿女在家中呢，我们是彼此的扶持，因为我们同享这样的一个共同的信念和信仰。
And the second meaning that Paul, when Paul uses the word child, is that Paul is calling Timothy, that also apply to all of us, to follow his teaching.
那么在这个儿子或者孩子这个字的第二层的意思是呢，是保罗要来请提摩太呢，要来跟随保罗他自己的所提的所说的教训。
Just as children should properly represent and reflect the traits of the father, so Paul wants Timothy, his spiritual son, to represent him.
所以就像在家中一个孩子一个儿子要来他所要学习的乃是父亲的榜样一样那么在主里面保罗也提醒提摩太要来效法他来追寻他
Paul wants Timothy to follow his beliefs, his teaching, his sound doctrines in the faith.
所以保罗要提摩太在主里面所要来顺从的是他的教训他所提到的真理和各样的这种出于神的这种教义
If we are true, genuine children of God, we must hold true to the apostolic sound doctrines that has been passed down onto us.
那么我们如果真是神的真儿子或者真儿女那么我们必须要来在主内呢来遵循来听从在主内的这种使徒的这种真正的教义
Just consider the sound apostolic teaching as the house rule of God's household.
就好像是在神的家中这个家所定这个家所定立的各样的守则一样
We cannot deviate from sound doctrines, God's house rule.
我们不能在神内能够离开这个神的家所确立的这些纯正的教义
Especially when we are living in a time when biblical truth and doctrines are constantly being challenged and attacked by the world and even from inside the church sometimes
尤其是在我们今天我们所提到的这种真正的纯正的教义呢常常被这个世界甚至是在教会当中受到质疑受到挑战
So listen to this
所以我们让我们注意听
The only authority that Timothy has over his flock at the Church of Ephesus is when he speaks and proclaims biblically sound doctrines, according to what Paul had taught him.
所以在提摩太在他的教会中的他的在教会中牧会的那种权柄就唯一的权柄乃是出自这些保罗所教训的纯正的教义。
Likewise, the only authority that I, as a pastor, have over you is when I speak and proclaim biblically sound doctrines according to the Word of God, according to apostolic teaching.
所以在今天也是一样。那我作为一个牧师给大家的权柄，也只能在于这样是在我能够完完全全的来遵循、来教导神通过圣经给我们的这些纯正的教义。
And so you, all of God's children, therefore, must do all that you can in your life to know God's word and to keep on passing on sound doctrines.
所以我们在座的每一个人那我们今天我们应该做的乃是去真正能够知道晓得神的话语，并且把神的这些纯正的真理教导给我们的下一代。
We embrace sound doctrine so that we could live up to the identity of being the true children of God in God's household.
所以也只有我们在这种能够接受并且遵守神的这些纯正的教义的时候呢，我们才是能够真正持守了在神的家中作为神的儿女的这样的身份。
And finally, this is the last challenge, the demand of godliness.
那么我们最后这个神家的儿女所面临的挑战是是神所要求我们的这种敬虔的生命。
This is a brief point and it is one that is indirectly implied by Paul in the second half of verse 2.
那这是一个很短很简短的一个要点也是在这个保罗书信的第二节。的后半部所隐藏的这样的意思。
Paul says, "Grace to you, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord."
保罗说，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
If someone were to write a circular letter at the time of the first century, the way that they would write it, the greeting would be "rejoice." In Greek, would be "carrion." Okay, that's what they would say.
那么在当时的这样的一个年代写书信的时候经常所用的这样的一个祝福的话就是在标准的这种祝福的话是说你要在当时在希腊文中就是你要喜乐。
Paul changes rejoice to grace. That would be charis in Greek.
所以保罗把原来这种作为一个标准的这种祝福的用语呢，从喜乐变成了恩典恩惠。
And we all know that grace is essential in our Christian faith because it's unmerited grace given by God to sinners.
所以我们都知道，我们在我们基督徒的生命当中，这个恩典，神的恩典是非常的至关重要。
He adds it with the other word peace, which is typical peace.
但是保罗在这里又提到了那么这样又加上了一个平安这两个字。
Peace points to our reconciliation with God.
那这种平安呢，是指向了我们跟父神的和好。
And also the Hebrew idea of the shalom, the idea of prosperity, wholeness of entire person.
那这个平安呢，也是从希伯来文的这个平安shalom 这个字出来的，也代表了我们生命的中的这种。平和与圆满。
If you look through Paul's letters, most of them would just say grace and peace.
那我们在很多保罗的其他书信当中呢，我们常常看到这个恩惠和平安这两个词。
But he adds mercy, mercy only in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
那只有在提摩太前后书当中，保罗又加上了怜悯这个词。
Why does he do that?
保罗为什么要这样做？
I want to tell you this. One of the major, major themes that we're going to be looking at in the book of 1 Timothy is godliness.
那我也这是因为保罗，我们将会在提摩太前书当中看到的一个非常明确的主要的主题，乃是敬虔的生活。
Paul is making an emphatic, an emotional charge to Timothy and to all of us as well, to all believers, to the household of God, that.All must strive and display godliness in our lives.
所以保罗在这里提摩太前书当中特别的向提摩太，也是向我们能够特别的来强调。那么我们在生命当中呢，要能够看到这个我们生命的敬虔。
All must labor and toil for godliness through learning and teaching sound doctrines in the Christian faith.
我们通过来教导、来学习神的纯正的真道，也是更乃是要让我们生命当中呢，我们去努力的去追求敬虔。
Paul knows this is not an easy task. This is a daunting, daunting task for all of us, for Timothy.
保罗知道这不是一件容易做的事情。
I'll tell you something. A newspaper columnist once wrote this.
有一个新闻的一个报纸的这个栏目的作者有一次他是这样写的。
Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up.
他说在非洲，每个早晨当一个羚羊苏醒的时候
It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion, or it would be killed.
他知道，那他必须呢，要跑得比狮子更快，才能够生存。
Every morning a lion wakes up in Africa.
Yeah. 那在非洲呢，当那个狮子每天早晨醒来的时候
，And it knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle, or it will starve to death.
他知道，他必须能够比那个跑得最慢的那个羚羊跑得更快，否则呢，他自己就会挨饿。
It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a gazelle.
所以不管你是羚羊还是一只狮子
，When the sun comes up.You better be running.
太阳升起来的时候，你就要开始奔跑了。
See Spurgeon. Spurgeon said this. Says this.
那么斯布真牧师也是这样说。
If you are not seeking the Lord, the devil is seeking you.
他说，你如果不是在追求神呢，那撒旦就会来追逐你。
If you are not seeking the Lord, judgment is on your heels.
如果你不是在追求神的时候，那神的审判也就在你的脚后面跟着。
So, brothers and sisters, we are called to run, to become more like Christ, to press on in godliness.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们在神里面，神也是呼召我们来奔跑，乃是向着我们这种圣洁和敬虔的标杆。
This is hard. This is daunting.
这是一个非常大的挑战，这是不容易做的。
This is why Paul adds mercy in his greeting.
这也是为什么保罗在这里加上了怜悯这个字。
For Timothy and for all of God's household.
为了提摩太，也为了我们，为了神的所有的家的成员。
You see, the richness of this mercy isn't just about God's having a compassionate heart because of our difficulties to strive for godliness.
那么在这里，这个怜悯的 词的丰富的含义也不只是说、那么神、这个、能够同情我们、
But this idea of mercy has a relation to the Old Testament understanding of God's covenant faithfulness, His chesed.
那这个怜悯的词呢，这更包含了、从旧约而来的神的在、提到的神在 盟约中的儿女所领受的、这种真正的、恩慈和、这种神的、恒久的慈爱。
This is about God knowing that our weakness, because we are weak, we cannot do what we are called to do. God has come to do it, to have completed for us through His Son Jesus Christ.
神知道我们的软弱，他知道我们凭着自己的力量，我们没有办法如此的来奔跑。那么他已经、在神里面、让我们、在基督耶稣里面知道，那么耶稣基督已经为我们做成了一切。
This is about us depending on God's faithfulness, on Jesus Christ Himself in the striving of our for godliness.
那么在神里面追求敬虔，乃是让神让我们在他里面，在他的怜悯当中依靠神所给我们应许的这种福音的应许。
No one can ever claim that I have fully trusted and rely on God to strive for my godliness in life and in the church without focusing or have put my confidence on Jesus and His work.
那我们、如果不是、能够真正的 把我们的、把我们注意力完完全全的放在、还有我们的信心、放在耶稣基督和他的工作里面呢，那我们没有办法来追求我们生命当中的敬虔。
Christ, His person and His work is God's grace, mercy, and peace to us.
耶稣基督他的全人，他的工作乃是神给我们的恩惠、怜悯和平安。
Christ is what we need. Christ is what we must rely on.
耶稣基督是我们唯一信靠、唯一所需要的。
Especially when we, the church, are facing and dealing with all these kind of challenges in God's house, in the church, in our lives. Without this focus on Christ, we cannot confront this challenge.
我们的眼光不注目在基督的身上，我们就没有办法来面对我们今天提到的这些挑战。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Father and our Lord,
恩典的父神啊，我们的主。
We give thanks and praise to you for this precious reminder in your word.
我们为神你自己在你的话语当中给我们的提醒，献上我们的赞美和感恩。
We praise you and thank you for the call to godliness in our lives.
我们感谢你在我们的生命当中，你给我们这样一个追求敬虔的呼召。
We repent of the fact that we have not always been submitting to your authority in our lives.
我们也为我们的生命当中，我们常常没有来顺命在神你自己的权威之下也献上我们悔改的心志。
When we pray that you will lead us to repentance.
我们求主你让我们进入真正的这样的神的在神里神当中真正的悔改。
Lead us to trust in Christ alone for salvation for our
lives. 引领我们唯独来依靠主耶稣基督他的拯救。
All this we pray in His glorious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.